Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, this is the perfect song for tonight. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show.
They went in the Hall of Fame, too. Shout out to Salt and Pepper.
Yes, congratulations
to them.
Rock and
Roll Hall of Fame this weekend.
Good for them, and perfect for tonight, Hugh, as the Eagles take on the Packers. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? More confident, more nervous in the Eagles as we get closer and closer to game time. I have some nerves this morning. I'm not going to lie to everyone. I think this is a toss-up game. I think it's a lower-scoring game. Look, I don't think the Packers are a great team, but they're good. And they're at home, and they're salty off of their loss. So, but there is one thing that could make me feel way better. And that's if the Eagles come out tonight, Hugh Douglas, and they just tush-push the Packers to oblivion. I mean, let's not forget, the Packers were the team, led by Mark Murphy, who now since has retired, but he was their team president, who tried to get this play banned. They were, I mean, of all the enemies of the tush-push, and we have a lot of enemies of the tush-push, McVay and all those guys, McDermott.
The media.
That's
who's
right.
That? Jim Nance.
Joe DeCamera. We got a lot of enemies to the tush-push here. But the biggest one were the Green Bay Packers. And Hugh, here's what I'm calling for tonight. I'm calling for the Eagles to run the tush-push over and over and over again. I want the Eagles to make a mockery of the Packers tonight and run the tush-push so many times that they just put their hands up in the air, that they just surrender tonight when it's a short yardage down and don't even try to put up resistance. I need the Eagles tonight to run it so many times and so effectively that the Packers are too embarrassed to even be the team that tries to get this thing banned after the season. Hugh, should we get more tush pushes tonight?
I think we should get tush pushes when we need them, Joe. Yeah, I just don't think we should just line up in the tush push.
You're the king of petty. What is this?
This is the ultimate petty night.
But I am the king of petty. I don't gonna lie about that.
Who is this, Hugh Douglas?
But I don't feel like it needs to be done to prove a point to Green Bay.
Sure,
you know what? You know what you do to beat Green Bay? You beat them, number one, and you do it on a tush push at the end of the game. Like, right, you're getting ready to score to put the icing on the cake, then you light up in a tush push and tush that push all the way in there.
I think it's push that tush.
Push that tush.
Yeah, tush that push.
Yeah, yeah. That too.
No, I need it 3 or 4 times per quarter. I need the Eagles to run it so much that Roger Goodell has to put a statement out tomorrow.
Like, first play of the game.
I want them to impair. First play of the game? First to 10?
No, I'd say first play of the game. Go bombs away. Bombs over Baghdad.
No, you're missing the point. Tonight's about the tush push.
Yeah, what do you know?
The song.
I know, but
I'm just saying, go deep.
But that's not
AJ.
But that's
AJ Brown.
But that's not petty. What are you doing?
That is petty. Put a lot of points
the
on
the Packers
that is petty.
Didn't try to take away the
bombs over Baghdad.
No, yeah. You're missing the whole point on this. This is about tush push.
Yeah, will you do that when you put the icing on the cake? For the icing on the cake, the Coupe de Gracie. Tush the push. For the Coupe de Gracie.
All right, how many do you need tonight? I'm gonna set an over under tonight. I need over under 5.5 tush pushes tonight.
Well over.
Well over?
Yeah. I was thinking more like 10.
Over under 9.5 tush pushes tonight. Hugh, you taking the over or the under?
Under.
Come.
Boo.
Yeah, you know what you guys are.
Do you want to rub it in their face tonight?
You rub it in their face by going deep on them the first play of the game.
That's not our game.
And then
man.
You tush the push. at the end of the game.
Well, like,
like the one that Coop and Gracie.
It's push still push the tush.
Yeah.
Still making that up.
The push.
No.
Yeah. All right. Can we hear from one of the enemies of the tush push here, Matt LaFleur, who was really chesty at the coaches meeting in March, but now he's dialed back a little bit. Here's LaFleur a couple days ago.
So what do you think of the tush push? Now, it's a big storyline this week. I mean, I'm sure you've seen maybe some of the officiating of it.
Yeah, I think the best way to stop it is to not to allow it to happen in regards to you can't allow them in those short yarded situations because you know exactly what they're going to do, and they've been pretty successful at it, obviously.
Does happen. How do you teach stopping it? Because obviously it could happen. How do you teach?
Sure. I mean, we'll always have a plan. I'm not going to. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
I mean, less from a schematic standpoint, just from a fundamental technique.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, there's fundamentals and techniques that I'd rather not get into. You know, we can have a conversation after the game.
Is your opinion on it changed at all from the comments you made at the end?
Yes, I'm not going to get into it. It is what it is. You know, the NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
He's having a tough time. I mean, he's tired answering questions.
That they peppered him with tough push.
Yeah, because they were big against it.
They were one. All right, there's a story out ESPN this morning about the tush push and about the Packers' push to get rid of this back in the spring last year. A couple things I want to throw out there because I think they're really interesting. Mark Murphy, who's now since retired, but he was the Packers president. He was the one really, you know, leading,
advocating for the push.
Yeah, he was leading for the charge. Listen to this. He's not stopping with the nonsense. So he's retired now, so he's not part of anything. He retired in July, but he remains in favor of eliminating the tush push and believes there will be enough support to get it out of the NFL this coming season. Quote, "I would be shocked if it wasn't," Murphy said in a recent interview. "It's just a bad look for the league. And I didn't realize it. I guess officials missed a lot of false starts. I guess because players are all bunched in so close together that it's hard to see." So Murphy, even in retirement, is being a big old baby.
Still being a hater.
Total baby. But this is the part I loved from the story this morning over at ESPN. "A longtime assistant thinks the Eagles will want to prove a point tonight. When asked how many times he thinks they're going to run it, he said, quote, over and over and over and over. Heck, they might run it on second and two just to shove it in your face." That's what we're talking about
here. That would be super petty, though.
It'd be awesome.
I would not be against that. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Why?
I just don't. I just think that Nick Sirianni.
I think you're missing who Sirianni is.
No, I know he's petty, super petty, and goofball.
Yeah, I could see them. Could you see tonight they're on the 4-yard line, first and goal? Tush push, tush push.
No, I'm saying
push.
It's warranted. Not Kyle's talking about do it on the first
yes,
game.
Set a tone.
Like if they're down at the 4-yard line, like they were against the Giants, yep, that's 4 tush pushes in a row. There's no question.
Well, do you remember Micah during that Giants Eagles game, the Thursday night game that you're talking about? Micah tweeted during that game, "This is not football," with the trash emojis.
Oh,
he was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mighty funny, and I think Jason Kelce pointed this out, that I guess it was Jim Nance and Romo. When they were doing the game, and I think it was Buffalo that was doing the tush push.
Yep.
And they were talking about how elegant the play was and all this other stuff.
Elegant.
Yeah, they were they were speaking in favor of the tush push. They were in favor of it. And I was just like, yeah, that's kind of crazy. Kind of crazy.
Man, if we're in a position where we're going victory formation, mm-hmm, put McKee in and just start running the tush push.
Over and over.
Yeah.
I want the Eagles tonight to make a mockery
of the
Packers.
Petty. No, I mean, no question. I do like the petty. Yeah.
Hugh, if you're Petullo and you're Sirianni, you're running it over 9.5 times.
Probably not
9.5 is the number now.
No, I mean,
so many.
9.5 times, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Why not?
And
what do they have to lose?
Well, let's pull this back. Pettiness.
You're supposed to be the petty.
I am super petty, but
no, you're not. You're saying bombs away in the first play.
Is this you or the Uber driver?
I don't know who you are. I mean, we've totally lost the plot. Run the tush push.
I love game days. It's so exciting. You know what the best part I like about game days is when you're riding in and you see everybody that has their Eagles gear on.
Yeah, and you know what all those people want? They want the tush push.
They want petty.
Tush push.
No, we want W's.
Well, yeah, but we want that every week. Tonight is a little bit different because of the tush push.
I want
all right, 215-592-9400.
Get both.
We'll throw this out there as well as with the confident, nervous thing. Where do you come down in the game? Should the Eagles run the tush push way more than normal tonight? I say yes. I mean, that, to me, it's an easy yes. Like, every short yardage play, run the, like, what I mean by that is, let's say 2 yards or less. Run the tush push. You know it's going to be effective. You know it's good. And I, can't you just see it breaking Micah's will tonight? Like, that's what I want to do.
You want to be
I need him commenting on it after the game.
Yes.
And being very bitter.
You're talking about the tush push is trash.
I need the media to run to Parsons' locker after they run it eight times.
Trash.
I want him to be pounding the table for it to be banged.
Yeah, it's not a football play. It's rugby. We got to get it out of the sport. I need that tonight.
Eagles are trash. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. But see, that doesn't happen if they don't run it. Like,
they're going to run it. It's going to be on key downs, though. I don't think you should overdo it. I think you should run it when you know, like you said, I don't mind running on what, first and four or whatever, and running four different times.
How are we getting first and four?
I'm just saying, first on the foot, like first down on the four. Yeah.
I mean, that's what they did against the Giants. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear one more Packer on the tush push? Xavier McKinney, their safety, he sounds like he wants no part of playing defense against this.
During the tush push, I'm going to be in the back, and I'm going to be patrolling the back end just in case something does pop up. Yeah.
No sense in getting up.
No. That ain't for me. I'm going to leave that to the big fellas.
He don't want no parts of that action.
Is that how it's been in the past?
Yeah. Because I think last year they actually tried to – they did like a little fake, and then one popped up by the ground. So that's why I'm back there for that. But I let the big fellas take care of that. I don't get in their business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He wants no parts of defending that
thing. I mean, he's being honest, though. I mean, most corners don't want no action like that.
The more you hear from the Packers, from the Florida Parsons to McKinney to all those guys, they're a soft team. I mean, they're supposed to not be because they play in Lambeau. There's some softness to that Packer team. AJ is up on WIP. Good morning, AJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, AJ? Good, AJ. What's up?
Nothing much, man. I don't know why all these people out here are worried about what the Packers are going to do to us. We've handled them in the past. Okay, they added Micah Parsons. What has he done against us when he's played in Dallas? We got Jordan Mailata on the left side. We got Lane Johnson on the right side. I don't see any issue going into this game. Now, what I see going for them is they are at home. Okay, mm-hmm. We can give them that. But we've shown in the past that Jalen Hurts and this offense and this defense and this coaching staff, most of all, can handle any adversity coming their way. I think the Eagles go into Lambeau Field. They go and they score 27 points. They keep the Packers to 17 points, and we come out of there with a win, and then we're on to Detroit next week.
I like it. Yeah, AJ, you're right for the most part about Micah against the Eagles. He hasn't – like, he's had some games with some sacks, but he has not wrecked games. It hasn't been like, oh, no, Micah Parsons just ruined the game. The one thing, AJ, I think is interesting tonight is the Packers seem to line him up in different spots. He doesn't just come off the edge.
He missed that part. He's lined up at center.
Yeah, they've been putting him over the guards and center. So, like, we got to be prepared for he's going to be everywhere tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say one concern we do have on the line, Cam Jurgens isn't there.
Yep.
You know, we got our backup in there. But if you take the line as a whole, what other line, you know, would you say is going to really hold it down? As a whole, the Eagles offensive line front has shown that they can handle any type of adversity, any injury going down. And I think with an extra week to go against this team, you're going to tell me the coaching staff hasn't put together a plan that can shut down this Packers defense? I think we go in with no problem. There's no reason we should be scared. Oh, and by the way, A.J. Brown for over 100 yards tonight.
Ooh, I like that. First game back off the injury, off the bye. A.J., good phone call. I mean, that's the one thing he said there does have me excited, like what they added in the bye week. I mean, we saw last year the bye, they were a totally different team post-bye. And this year, we got a little break after the Giants game, and then they came out into the Vikings game, Hugh, and they were under center more, and then they ran that for two games. Now they've had a bye. Like, they may have a few more wrinkles that we haven't even had a chance to see yet. We see it tonight.
And the defense has evolved. You know, when you talk about the new pieces, don't know what the new pieces are going to bring to the table, but they're new pieces nonetheless. But I think that people aren't understanding. I understand, you know, Micah Parsons has not had historically good games against them. He's had some pretty decent games. But you tried to frame it in a way that I don't think people understand. Brett Toth is a backup.
Yep.
Like, and the shortest distance to the quarterback is that right there, the straight line, right to the center. If they're trying to isolate Brett Toth, that could potentially be a problem. Like, I'm not saying it is going to be a problem, but people say, oh, well, you know, we offensive line did that. That, if I'm attacking the offensive line with my best pass rusher, that's my end.
Well, when you think about the Eagles against Parsons in the past, Lane has done a good job. Mailata's done a decent job. Like, I'm not surprised at some point a defensive coordinator is like, well, why don't we move him away from your strength to your weakness?
To your weakness. And that's how you look at it. This could potentially be a matchup game. And now the question is, how are they going to protect Brett Toth, and get the ball out of their hands quickly? Because if I'm lined up in a definite passing down, I'm putting five on the line. One-on-one. Everybody got a one-on-one. So that means if they're putting five on the line, that means you're going to have to max protect. So the back's going to be back there. He's probably going to have to do scan protection. Saquon, that is. That's probably your best bet. But still, Brett is going to be one-on-one. And then you got to think, if they just go all sell out and they put people on the line, scan protection, they could send Micah late. And, Jalen has to get the ball out of his hand. There's a bunch of different ways that this could play out. But you know, I still think the Eagles are going to win this game.
You know, I wonder if tonight is the night. We haven't seen much of it this season where Jalen runs more, right?
That would add a wrinkle in it.
Well, because it would throw them off a little bit. We haven't seen much of Hurts running. Also, if they're getting some early pressure up the middle with Micah, sometimes the best chance you have with early pressure is to escape right up the middle, get away from that pressure, and just run. I mean, I think we're due for Jalen running. I mean, week one, he ran against the Cowboys. Would he have like 50 or 60 yards? It really feels like he hasn't run much since then. I mean, his legs are—they're still there when he wants to use them, and maybe tonight's a night where he runs for 50 or 60 yards and break. I mean, once in a while he breaks a big one for like 25 or 30 yards, and it flips a whole drive. We could use one of those tonight. Chuck in Mount Airy, what's up, Chuck?
Chuck, yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
Chuck,
what up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, we roll tonight, man. I just don't see how they score on our defense. I mean, I'm being honest with you. I mean, Tucker Kraft, who's one of the best tight ends in football, he's out the game.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Watson just came back from a hamstring injury, and I think that they plan. you know, tic-tac-toe with the rest of wide receivers that they got. You know, you got some guys that's hurt, that's in and out the lineup. So,
yeah, they all banged up.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a big game for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, if they lose this game, they drop the third in the division. So, that, you know, they're going to be playing for something. I just think we oppose our will, man. I think that big old offensive line, Fred Johnson, get in there, an offensive line. You know, you got a heavy dose of Saquon. We're going to need big Tank Bigsby back there. And you got to stay ahead of the sticks. Third and long is your enemy in this game. I'm telling you, third and long will devastate you in this game. You got to stay ahead of the sticks, man. Did not give them a chance to neutralize that pass rush, man. I'm telling you, if we do that, we roll easily. I mean, you see the Packers, the Rams. They went up there, took care of business against the San Francisco.
Yeah.
Detroit took care of business, you know, and Seahawks took care of business.
Yep.
It's time for us to go there and show that we the defending Super Bowl champions. Take care of business. 34-13 Birds. We roll.
Ooh, I like it,
that's
Chuck.
That's rolling. Too.
That's a beatdown.
Yeah.
That's a beat. We're up 34-13. Might as well run the tush push for an entire drive
to finish the game. See that, yeah.
Look, they don't even need to necessarily do the tush push. They could fake tush push. Like, have a little fun with it.
Didn't we do that against them in the playoff game last year?
They might be preparing for that because I heard somebody say
yeah.
They try to do a fake tush push, so you got to be prepared for that.
They should do like five different variations of the tush push.
You know, just go ahead.
Yes.
With them
this is the night to say, screw you, NFL. Screw you, Goodell. Screw you, Mark Murphy. Screw you, Packers.
It's
clearly in their head. I mean, LaFleur is answering six questions on Friday about the tush push. The game hasn't even happened yet. So like, everyone knows what this is going to be tonight. And if we know Sirianni like we think we know Sirianni, he's going to want to be petty. I mean, this is a guy that won a whole game for Frank Reich in Indianapolis. I mean, he no one is petty like Sirianni. It wasn't around this time, 2 years ago, that he screamed at the crowd in Kansas City?
You like that?
He screamed at our own crowd.
He did. we're due for petty Sirianni.
Yeah.
We haven't seen one of them in quite some time. I think tonight's
the night. I can see it now.
I can see him screaming at the crowd about the tush push. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could feel like that. The matchup, I think, is very even back and forth, but that's the one edge we have tonight is we're tougher than them, and we have the tush push. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
What the hell is going on over there this morning?
What's that?
I mean, this isn't a slow news day. Mm-mm. This is game day.
Right.
And on one side of the table, we've got nervous Nelly Giglio.
Yeah, I'm nervous about this
And
one,
on
yeah.
the other side of the table, you know, I'm sorry, but I think it's time for Blue Jeans Larkin to implement some rules for the midday show. And let's start with 24 hours before Eagles games. No broccoli, because I think he was suffering from a little issue called broccoli fog this morning. I mean, come on, gentlemen. Like the you people tell me all the time, lock the hell in. Let's go.
This is one of Aaron's better calls. I mean, he's right, calling me out and call. I mean, basically really calling Hugh out.
No, how are you?
Because you say you're confident and no one feels the confidence.
But I've said for weeks that I wasn't afraid of Green Bay.
Well, then,
I've said that.
Well, we need you. When I need you.
But now today, it sounds like you're going the opposite
I know.
Way.
When I need you.
How does that sound that, like?
It's the tone, Hugh. It's the tone.
Because I'm mellow. Because I never thought they were legit threatening me.
Dude,
from
you
the
got
day.
More fired up about taking Thanksgiving back last week than you were.
I don't think Green Bay's a legit threat of me.
Then say this is a blowout. Eagles win easy.
I don't think it's a blowout.
Well,
I think they win.
Say that.
I think they win.
What we hear is some nerves deep down.
No,
we hear them. Go ahead, Aaron.
Listen, guys, I need the confidence of the incredible Bulk and Q-Ball, okay? Because this team.
I guess you're Q-Ball.
I'm Q-Ball, yeah.
Two Super Bowls in 3 years, reigning Super Bowl champs. Okay, tonight is shaping up to be the perfect. It's right in the Eagles' wheelhouse. We've got Sky Marshall Hurts. We've got Quadzilla. We have the Monsters of Broad Street. We have the new look, young gun, gangrene defense. It's an outside stadium. It's going to be cold, and we've got the tush push. Let's go, Birds! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, good job, Aaron. That was one of Aaron's better calls. Locked in, succinct, gave an Eagles chant at the end, came after Hugh. I mean, I think that's
how it goes on a daily.
That's a good call by Aaron. And I see, Aaron is...
Bar's not high, though.
Well, it's not. For him, it's not high. I mean, the bar is typically low, but that was a better call for Aaron there.
Funny, man.
Yeah. All right, if I can't get you on board to say this is going to be a blowout to make me feel better, then I need you at least to get on board with telling me that they should run the tush push 9 times, 8 times.
They should run the tush push when needed, John.
7 times. What's the number I can get you to?
Probably about 3 or 4.
Three's not going to cause an uproar at the NFL.
I mean, it's going to be an uproar regardless. That's the storyline.
Three's not enough.
You can't see Aikman and Joe Buck in there talking about, well, you know, the Eagles are in the tush push.
Sure, but three over the course of 3 hours doesn't move the needle. Seven or eight.
Here's what Aikman and Buck say.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what they're going to talk about.
Well, of course, good. I mean, it's a huge story entering the game. I want to see them run it so much that tomorrow the story is, what is the NFL going
to
do about this? This was, again, let's
not
forget.
That's what you want the story to be.
Yes, I do. This was the team.
It's an aberration.
That led the charge to get this out of the NFL. Of all the enemies of the tush push, and we have a lot of enemies around here of the tush push, no team was more of the enemy than the Green Bay Packers. And even Mark Murphy commenting on this story for ESPN this morning, he's retired. Murphy.
Yeah, get a life.
Exactly, get a life. You put the proposal in, you lost, Mark Murphy. Move on, man. Move on. A lot of tush push tonight. 215-592-9494. All right, should the Eagles run the tush push more than normal tonight to really make the Packers pay for it? I say yes. Hugh over here wants to throw the bomb. What do you want?
Bombs over Baghdad.
Hugh, that's not. What is that? Yeah, how is that petty?
I mean, I'm saying that is to throw a deep.
No, it's
throw
not.
A deep.
It's really not.
Touchdown?
You know, yeah. It's not.
It has nothing to do with the
to
the
take
matchup.
Control of the game immediately.
The tush push would take control.
That's demoralizing. No, because most of the time
it's about sending a message.
Yeah,
no, it's demoralizing to drop a
bomb.
But it
has nothing to do with the tush push.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Maybe too much bomb talk. But
wait,
drop a touchdown. Drop a touchdown on them.
Yeah, but that's
drop a touchdown.
I thought we were a running team now. What happened before the bomb?
Well, no, I'm saying they drop the touchdown on them and then start running the ball. Bombs?
Yeah,
No more bombs. The song, Bombs Over Baghdad.
No more. All right, 215-592-9494.
Bombs Over Lambo.
There we go. Let's clean it up a little bit. All right, your phone calls on this. Are you getting more confident, more nervous as the hours count down to the game? Plus, we got some new faces playing tonight and a few familiar ones returning. What should we expect from the new Eagles tonight? We'll hit that next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football is in full swing, and let's be real, folks. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet in the first quarter. Some do nothing at all, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if your player prop gets injured or a player gets injured in the first half, your bet will play on and with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super quick too. So bet with a book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS or Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That's on Sundays. On Mondays, typically you need ESPN to watch the game. I know for YouTube TV customers, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge tonight because as we speak this moment, there is no ESPN on YouTube TV. So
what are y'all going to do?
Well, here's some advice. Merrill and Mike and Devin right here on WIP.
That's a good alternative. That's a great alternative.
Listen to them. I don't know what YouTube TV people are doing tonight. I'm sitting back with my more expensive cable and smiling because I have the game tonight. Just listen, once in a while, you got to count the wins even when they're losses. So my money is dwindling, but my game is there. Don't worry about that. What are you doing tonight? You got it fixed up?
What'd you get? I'm getting somebody a password. I'm still working on
it. You're one of those.
Shout out to all the people that gave you the password, but I feel kind of bad.
So password Douglas and what, antenna Quinn over here?
Pirate Hugh.
Well, however you watch it tonight, we're going to have some new and maybe old faces on the field tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's work through what we expect out of some of the new guys tonight. So here's what we do now. Jair Alexander, they left him home, so he's not making his debut tonight.
Mm-mm.
I kind of wish he was playing against the Packers. I mean, I don't know. It just would have been cool to see him against his old team. But no, he's not ready to go. No, Jair Alexander didn't even make the trip with the Eagles. So he's not playing tonight. And that does have me concerned about cornerback, too, because I don't know who's starting tonight. You think it's Ja'Cory Bennett tonight?
You know, I was looking at the depth chart, mm-hmm. trying to figure that out. And right now, when you got Adoree Jackson still in the lineup in Quinyon.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just looking at the depth chart. It hasn't been, you know, I updated because on this one, Ja'Cory is still on IR. So we'll wait and see. But if I was to bet, I would probably say if he's ready to go, yeah, he'll probably be out there.
If not, Adoree and Keely Ringo at corner two. All right, so we have that situation. But now let's talk about the guys that are going to be in an Eagles uniform tonight. A couple of them for the first time, and one, certainly not for the first time. We've seen it a lot over the years. Let's start with that guy. Brandon Graham going to be making his return tonight. It seems like Jair Alexander is kind of on the Brandon Graham path where he's back, but he wasn't ready. But they got Brandon through the bye, so now he's going to be there in Green Bay tonight. What's your expectation for BG tonight? First game back.
I'd probably say no more than 10 plays. Just get him acclimated. He hasn't had training camp. You know, it's kind of cold outside. So just get him acclimated. So I'd say about 10 to 15 plays.
You know what, though? That might be enough to make one big play. I mean,
might be.
You would think he's going to be out there on the what? Third and eights, third and nines?
Definitely pass rushing downs.
True pass rush down. So I'm excited to watch him play tonight. BG back in an Eagles uniform. Number two would be Michael Carter, the corner, slash safety. He said he could play safety. That's the one I have no idea what kind of role he's going to have tonight. Like, if you tell me Michael Carter plays zero snaps tonight, or like a few, all right, I guess that makes sense. Maybe in dime or whatever he comes in. Hugh, I could also see a situation where maybe he plays a little nickel and Cooper goes out to outside. Like, Michael Carter feels like the the one that's the hardest to predict his role, yeah, down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's when you're talking about trying to figure out how to defend this defense, that's something that could be somewhat of a problem for you. You got a couple new faces out there, and you know how Vic wants to play, but I think Jalen Phillips is going to be probably the wild card. I think that's the one guy that they're really looking at that's going to be the real difference maker when it comes to this defense.
Well, that's the one we should talk about the most because he's the one you would think is the biggest impact player and the one that could play the most. Now, they're a little bit stronger, you would think, at edge tonight just with bodies, right? Brandon Graham's going to be there. Nolan Smith said he's going to play in this game, so mm-hmm. he makes his return. I don't know how much they're going to ask of Jalen Phillips. Like, is he going to get the most reps? Nolan go back to getting the most reps because he's the guy here off the eye? I don't know.
I'm looking at the depth charts, you know, and I don't know how updated they are, but on both of these depth charts that I'm looking at, the one on our lads and the one on the official ESPN site, they got him both starting.
Jalen.
They got him starting. So that's why I'm saying it's hard to say because, you know, they probably update these websites every day, every hour, maybe. Yeah.
But you also don't know how Fangio is going to use any of these guys.
This is true. You don't know because it's one of those things where you have to basically wait and see how the game's going
to
play out.
So Elliot said something to us last week I thought was interesting on the Nolan Smith, Jalen Phillips thing. Because when I think of it now, there are two best edge rushers, right? Like if Nolan's healthy, Nolan mm-hmm. and Jalen Phillips are two best guys. But Elliot said something last week that thus far in their careers, Nolan and Jalen Phillips mostly have spent most of their snaps on the same side, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're on different teams. Do you think that's going to be challenging for one of them to have to flip to the other side?
It could potentially be. You know, I was the type of defensive back. I had to play right. I couldn't be a left defense. The mechanics were different. I had always been the right side, played on the right side, so that's where I was most comfortable. So, yeah, that could potentially be something. I especially if there's really no footage on either guy doing anything different right. than that. So, yeah, it could be a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how much they're actually going to play together tonight. Maybe they'll just rotate in for each other. You know,
because it all depends. You could put package in where they're both on the same side and, you know, run some games
rushing
or something.
Off
yeah,
the same
yeah,
side.
Rushing off the same side. I don't know what that looks like. And to me, if you were to do that, it would have to be a definite passing down because you don't want two guys over there that are kind of lighter guys on one side of the ball. Yep. That gives you a tendency you might want to run over there a lot. So,
can't wait to watch, especially Jalen Phillips tonight. 215-592-9494. More confident or nervous as the hours tick down to kick off tonight in Lambeau Field? And should the Eagles be petty about the tush push? I mean, Kyle and I are pretty clear about this. We want this thing to be run as many times as possible within the game tonight. I want to make it a spectacle. I want Micah Parsons to tap out because he doesn't want to defend the tush push. Meanwhile, we got Hugh Douglas over here saying throw the ball deep. And we were trying to run the tush push over here, Hugh.
Yeah, the first play of the game. Like, yeah, just chuck it down the field.
No. Tush. They didn't try to ban the deep shot, Hugh. They tried to ban the tush push.
No, I get it, but that to me makes no sense.
It doesn't sound like you get it.
Tush push on the first play of the game makes no sense.
It's to set the tone.
I understand that. Yeah.
It would be funny.
We're not trying to crack jokes. We're trying to win a football game.
No, we're trying to be petty.
Well, we can still be petty. There's going to be other opportunities to be petty within the game.
Yeah, but that would be like ultimate petty.
It would. It would set the tone for the game.
Like, tone for pettiness?
Could you imagine Parsons' reaction? I want the camera on Parsons and LaFleur as they're like, oh, you got to be bleeping kidding me. They're running this on the first play of the game.
Y'all asking for a whole lot. Well, most of us have to probably hear it because we won't be able to see it.
Well, not. I wouldn't say most.
Well, some of us.
I mean, I don't think most.
We're going to hear Merrill describe it.
Well, Merrill describe Merrill it. Great. Can't wait. By the way, pregame show starts at 6 tonight. Matt in Prospect Park. What's up, Matt?
Hugh and Joe, what's going on?
Hey, what's Matt. Up, what's man? Up, pal?
Hugh, do you need my DirecTV password? Are you all set?
No, I'm good, man. I'm going to figure it out. Okay. I appreciate you offering it up, though.
Some generous people.
I just thought maybe that's why you put out that squirrel energy, man. That team is squirrels a lot.
Squirrel, is
I
that right?
Maybe you're nervous about,
minute,
you know,
Joe's the nervous one.
I know,
one.
But they expect it out of me. You're supposed to have some confidence
Wait a minute.
Today.
I am confident.
You're a little trepidatious. But let me just say real quick. That thing with the poison pill and the contract with Micah's. Dude, that is so embarrassing. I mean, if you put that together with the fact that Green Bay did try to ban the tush push, it's just like all these teams, they just think about us all the time.
They're terrified of the Eagles. I mean, it's
beyond rent-free. They're like renovating the guest room for us, man. This is just like, it's hilarious. It's really embarrassing. But anyway, so real quick. So remember we were talking about like the line was surprising
I was surprised by the line. You guys were surprised by the line, I think. I was listening to a podcast, a fantasy football podcast. Mm-hmm. A lot of good is doing me since I'm about to lose to Joe Giglio tonight.
That's right. All I need is a few Saquon points, right?
I'd like to think of it as I'm losing to Saquon. But anyway.
Yeah, you had Dicker the kicker last night? He missed one on you. He had the doink.
Man, don't. Just don't.
All right.
Don't.
Sorry,
I thought
Matt.
I was going to climb back. I'm just backing out ass first. I don't know what. My friends are just like, what?
Well, I thought I gave you a gift because I started Bo Nix on Thursday night. He gave me 5 points.
I was like, I take this gift.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It's a mistake.
Yo, man, you put some smoke out there, man. He was like some pyrotechnics.
I know. Hugh's got to score like 200 points this week.
Nobody wants to hear about our team.
Yeah, sorry. It's my fault.
All right, so these guys are out of Madison, and they were like, so they're like more, they're not national media. They're kind of closer to us.
Yep.
You know, like they're talking about the game, and they were like, this defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, mm-hmm. I don't know who this guy, I've never heard of
him.
Yeah,
he used to be the Boston College head coach in college, and then he jumped to the NFL to be a coordinator.
Right. They were like, he's got all these like exotic shell coverages and disguises, and like it's going to totally flummox Jalen. And I'm just like, huh, I didn't hear that. They were like totally like, we're going to win the game. And I guess that's the same way we feel. I mean, I think we're going to win this game. But I was like, who is this guy, Jeff Hafley? And like, is their defense good? Like, is it actually legit?
They can stop the run. They're pretty good against the run.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I think their defense is good. I think they're a good team, Matt. I just think they have these moments where they just like they have these bad weeks. Like they had a bad week last week, and I don't know what Packers team shows up most weeks. Like at their best, I think they are near the top tier of the NFL. Like I don't know, top 5, 6, 7 team. Like I think they at the best they are good, but they also have weeks where they lose at home to the Panthers. Like that was ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't really have an identity.
No.
Honestly, I mean, and I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of juice tonight. I feel good about us, but these guys, it was interesting to hear other people talk about it that weren't national media that were like, oh, yeah, we're going to handle these guys. I was like, huh, that's weird. So I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, I think it's the kind of game where whoever wins, we walk away and say, all right, they belong in the top tier, and then whoever loses, there's going to be a real question.
Packers top five, total
Joe,
defense.
Top
total
five,
defense.
We're winning. We are winning this game.
I need Matt, at least you're confident. I mean, Hugh tells me he is, but, you know.
We're winning this
game.
We're
not sure.
Well, he's got to get his passwords all figured out. I got a satellite. I got an old satellite from mom and dad's place.
No, I'm good.
On the way home.
I appreciate you, though. I'm good, though. Appreciate it.
Well, I want to make sure you're comfortable. All right. Because I don't know. You can't watch it with Skip.
Can't watch it.
Right,
well, you could.
Go.
I mean, Matt, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
Skip.
You could. I mean,
heck no.
It's in the neighborhood. It's easy. Just go down to his house and you come back.
I'm not.
What's the worst that happens?
It's a lot can happen. I'm not watching with Skip.
Yeah, we shouldn't get into what the
probably shouldn't
happen.
Ask that question. Yeah, Sam and Ben Salem's up. What's up, Sam?
Oh, hi.
Hey, Sam.
A longtime listener since like I was maybe 6 years old in my dad's pickup truck. First time caller.
Well, that's awesome, Sam. We appreciate. Sam means WIP, not just specifically our show. You.
When
people say that, they generally mean WIP as a whole, not just the Hugh Douglas show. Yeah. Go ahead, Sam.
I hear you talking about pettiness, and I've heard the different opinions. I'd like to put forward a different petty opinion.
Okay.
You think that they should run it as much as possible. I think true petty runs it not once. We can beat you without
running the tush push.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's super
that's
petty.
True petty.
Yeah, that's
Game of Thrones petty.
Yeah.
That's
Red Wedding petty.
Yeah, that's
Game of Thrones.
That's one you could hear Sirianni after the game saying, and we didn't even need to use that play. Like, he could rub it in their face that way.
Yeah, because we beat the brakes off of y'all.
Yeah, so that's my prediction. That's what I think.
I'm with that. I'm okay with that.
Sam, it's an interesting, and it is one that I think they would consider. And again, it all depends. Sam, good phone call. If they don't need it, right? Like, if they're not in a 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 or one of those, then we probably won't get that many. I'm just saying, I think it would be fun if we ran it to the point tonight where they almost tapped out. I mean, again, we've talked about it. The Packers are a little bit soft from the head coach
to some of the players.
The players. The quarterback has this thing about him where once in a while he'll look like an elite quarterback and then he'll just revert to looking like crap.
Yeah, it's a yo-yo situation.
He absolutely does. That's why he's probably closer to the 10th best quarterback rather than like top five because he just has those games where he's like, ah, what is he doing? But I think I don't think they would handle it well if the Eagles ran the tush push on them. Like, could you imagine first drive of the game, we get within the 5, and we run it 4 times for a touchdown? You think they're going to handle it well?
I mean, we can get in their heads by doing that.
Yes.
I think we're already in their heads. The fact that the head coach was peppered with questions about it,
yeah,
and Michael Parsons talking about it the way he's talking about, I think that's already a done deal.
Well, and they're answering. I mean, they are being peppered with questions, which is it's a huge storyline entering the game. They're the team that tried to get this thing out of the NFL. Let's talk to Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
Sean. I'm at work now, but yeah, I'm a little scared about, you know, not scared, just nervous.
Yeah, I feel you, Sean. It's a, you know, this is a safe space. You can tell us how you feel. I have some nerves too.
Yeah, man, because, you know, we haven't been playing well, and everything is not lined up the way people think it is because of the trade deadline. We picked up some good names or whatever, but our O-line is still suspect. And being able to run against a defense like Michael Parsons is going to be extremely hard, man.
I'm glad you brought up the run thing because I think tonight, Sean, is going to be a great test to see. Is our run game really back, Hugh? Like, it's our last game, we ran it for over 200 yards,
yeah,
right? Like,
especially, you're going to want to test it.
Yes.
With the weather being inclement the way it's – well, it's going to be cold.
It'd be cold.
So you want to test it. You want to test
it. It'd be kind of cold. I mean, is tonight really cold?
What, 26?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, 26 is cold. Where you live?
In Green Bay? 26?
Yeah, I don't live in Green Bay. It's cold. It's going to be cold.
You do live in the Midwest, though.
Yeah,
I do live in the Midwest.
For the Midwest, this isn't that cold.
You act like when you say that bothers me. That bothers the people that are listening more than it bothers me.
Well, did you hear that sounder we had coming back at from the 11 o'clock? I mean, it was all about the Midwest. I mean,
yeah.
It could be a shot.
Yes, it's going to be a little chilly. It's going to be a little chilly.
I don't view 26 in Lambeau in November or December is that chilly.
Go out there half naked and play, Joe. Well,
why would I be half naked if I was playing, I'd have a uniform on.
But I'm just saying, it's not a whole lot of clothes. It's not like you're layered with the uniform, and most guys go out there with no sleeves.
That's their fault.
So it's,
they are running around and exerting energy
out
there.
It's cold though, man. It's cold.
Well, shouldn't that be our advantage? Aren't we the tougher team?
Oh, this is gonna be cold at night. This is gonna be so cold. Yeah, it's cold.
What are you afraid of the cold for?
Oh, I'm not afraid of cold. I'm not playing.
I know.
You're talking to a guy who historically has not had a jacket in years. Only reason I got one is because
of Delaware State. Yeah, but you do talk about when you come in here, like, it's cold this morning.
Yeah, I do.
Like it's in the 40s.
I complain about the cold and don't have a coat on, though. Yeah. So that's kind of like that complaining is what old people do.
Yeah, I do think the tush push and running the football, though, to your point with the weather, it could be a big thing tonight.
Yeah, because nobody wants to get touched. Like, the beautiful thing about the run game in December, January, and now, well, November, December, January, is – most teams don't want to be touched, especially when it's outside. That's a different animal.
Are you convinced, not do you think, not do you hope, are you convinced our run game is back one game?
I'm not.
I'm not either. And tonight, is you said it, the Green Bay Packers come in tonight second in the NFL in rush yards allowed per game. They're second in the NFL. I think tonight is going to tell the story of, are the Eagles actually trending in the right direction? If they go there tonight and run the football really well tonight, like whoever, it's Saquon, Bigsby, all Saquon, whatever the combination is, and we walk out of there and we run the ball for, I don't know, 150 yards, then this run game is back. And if the run game is back, to add to what the pass game has been the last
more
four
potent.
Or five, now we're going somewhere.
That's why I said I think it's important because stacking up tonight, I feel like especially what they did last week, you're still playing to run. You're not that confident in Jalen's throwing the ball. You're not that confident in that. So I'm still going to stop the run. I'm planning to stop the run. That's why I say throw the ball. Throw the ball deep first and then open it up. Open up the running game. But when you have that threat that I can beat you in the air, that opens up everything else.
I wonder how long that's going to last if the Eagles don't run the football. I wonder if teams are going to start playing the Eagles' pass game more than their run game. The last 4 weeks, they've had one good running game, and they've had three or four good passing games? Think it starts to change at some point? Like, if the Eagles don't run the ball super well tonight, do you think teams are going to start to play them differently because the pass game has been better the last month?
I think that's what you're hoping for because it felt like a lot of teams, when you play that are balanced, is pick your poison. And a lot of teams aren't equipped to stop the passing game. But with this team, the passing game has been sporadic. It hasn't been lighting up the scoreboard, but it's been decent. So that's why I feel like a lot of times going into these games, the consensus is to stop the run. Talking to some of these guys, man, it's always, we see a lot of similar looks. Like a team might run one thing and we're scouting for that, but then they'll come out in a different look because they're coming out to stop the run because they're not too much afraid of the passing game. So in order to make it easier to run the ball, you got to throw the ball. That's how I look at it. Cause if I'm going to a game as a defender, I'm not playing the pass because you're not – this might not be true, but this is what I feel. I'm not playing the pass because you're not that good at it. You know what I'm saying? That would be my mindset.
But they have been good lately.
No, they have, but they haven't been consistent with it.
But what have they been consistent doing? Nothing.
Nothing. But the running game, like going off of last year, because I think when you talk about this, a lot of the teams that we played are still going off of that last year. We know Saquon looks the same. Sure. We've all said it. He looks like a home run hitter. I'm not letting him get going. Like, that's what I'm not going to do. And that's what teams have done for the last couple of weeks. They haven't let him get going.
Well, the Giants did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, that's what I would do.
Well, the good news, speaking of Saquon and AJ, is they're both off the injury report. I mean, mm-hmm. We had obviously AJ missed the last game with the hamstring injury. Saquon came out of that game. I never thought that was super serious because it just felt like they're up so much. What's the point of keeping him in the game? And then Bigsby just ran crazy in the fourth quarter. But Saquon's on the injury report. He's good to go. AJ's on the injury report. Good to go. This is as healthy as they've been outside of Juergens at center on the offense for a while now. 215-592-9494. Juan in Honeybrook. What's up, Juan?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Juan. What's up?
I just want to say push that tush
there we go.
All the way down their throat until they submit. Mm. No moss.
It sounds weird.
It sounds right to me, Juan.
Yeah, I mean,
No moss. This tonight's the night to make the Packers tap out. I want to see Micah Parsons ask his way out of the game because he doesn't want to defend this thing.
I mean, what is Sirianni's record after the bye?
4-0.
I believe undefeated during the regular season. Yep.
Yep. And it's going to continue. You know what I mean? And Sirianni is petty, like somebody was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's petty. And they say they don't listen to the radio. They listen to the radio. But we got to get ready for our defense to show up tonight. And Saquon's going to hit a home run tonight, most definitely. But my main two things is Jahan Dotson and Dallas Goedert. If they get involved in the game, I think we're going to blow them out.
You heard him.
Well, the Goddard thing, Goddard's been really good. I think we've actually not talked enough about, Juan, a good phone call, how good Goddard has been this year. Does he have 7 touchdowns? I mean, Goddard is pacing for one of the best Eagles tight end seasons we've ever seen. I mean, 7 touchdowns at the midway point of the season? And
that
I know,
sound like Pro Bowl numbers.
It
like
sure
that.
Does. It sounds like kind of numbers from a guy that it was ridiculous that anyone thought he shouldn't be here this past offseason.
Oh, so yeah, he took a pay cut.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I believe some people around here were good letting Dallas Goedert go.
289 yards, 30 catches. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
It's a great season.
Heck yeah.
He's turned into the weapon in the red zone that we always thought he could be. And you know what, Kevin Petullo, tonight's the night to see how much he built during the bye week and added to this thing. I feel like at some point, maybe after tonight, someone around here, some people around here could owe Kevin Petullo a major apology because there were some people early in the season that were just,
some of y'all.
Yeah, y'all. People that said he wasn't calling the plays and the Rams come back.
Yeah,
and all
some
that.
Of y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you crafted an apology yet?
Oh, I'm not apologizing to him. For what?
You lied about him to everybody.
I didn't lie.
You did.
What do you mean I lied about?
You started a whole rumor.
You had
that
so
Hurts
many people
took
believing.
Play calling away.
Yeah,
from
I did.
Him.
I started that rumor.
That was crazy.
Salacious.
It was
malicious
salacious
rumor.
Yeah.
I stand
so
by.
So you should apologize to him.
No, because it was during my reckless speculation.
If the Eagles go out there tonight and light up the Packers,
so what?
So what?
I'm not giving him. I'm not apologizing.
But maybe he is a good coordinator.
Maybe.
I mean, it looks like we're trending that way.
Maybe.
Yeah. What does that mean, maybe?
Maybe.
It'll be the most impressive win of the year.
No, the most impressive coordinator we had here last year was Goober.
No, and most impressive win of the year. Forget Goober.
But he's still got a long way to go. Got big shoes to fill.
Really?
I'm not apologizing for too long.
Well, I mean, you crushed him after his third game of the season.
No, I didn't crush him. I didn't crush him. I just said maybe he wasn't calling plays. Y'all crushed him.
No, no. What happened?
It was more than a maybe.
Y'all people crushed
him. You flat out accused him.
Yeah, and
I accused him. Yes, I did. Recklessly.
Yeah, what you did is you threw dirt on
the guy. I don't have to apologize for reckless speculation.
I'm just saying he might be good. He might be. Yeah, so in that case.
Well, he might have lucked into the fact that Cam Juergens got hurt and they had to change the offense because out of sheer necessity.
Yeah, but look at that offense now.
Yeah, it looks pretty
Everyone
good.
Everyone tells me they're trending in the right direction.
One sampling size.
215-592-9494. All right, a lot of people sound confident in a win tonight. Look, I trust the Eagles more than the Packers. If it's close, I trust them to make a play. But I have some nerves for this game tonight. Where do you come down? Hugh Douglas is telling me he's confident.
I am confident. Yeah, I'm so confident.
I don't feel it as much as... So now, Kyle's confident. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. All right. Speaking of getting ahead of ourselves, which I think people are with the fact that the Eagles are trending in the right direction after one good game, Elliott Shore Parks is there in Green Bay getting way ahead of himself. You got to hear this take next. We're going to unpack what's on the line tonight for the Eagles and maybe for the Hurts-Sirianni coach-quarterback combination in pro football history. That is next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP, the FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any stat. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.